This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
5-7 the game.
Here we go.
All right.
Once upon a time, not long ago.
Hey.
This is some Slick Rick's, Diney.
This is classic.
No, Uncle Ricky, would you tell me a bedtime story?
Slick Rick from where, Steiny?
Here we go.
Rick James from Buffalo.
I said Slick Rick.
Rick James?
That's Rick James.
Steiny, this is
Rick
one of the
James.
This is one of the all-time
great. There's a
great
Slick Rick and a Rick James?
Rap songs.
This, oh,
if you did your all-time AP top 25 rap songs,
okay.
This one probably slots in at like 22 or 23.
Dude, he was thinking Rick James' first concert, he's seen.
Yeah.
Which they called him Slick Rick.
Slick Rick probably has two all-time in the top 100, if you want to throw in Lottie Dottie, as we like to potty,
I love it.
So and Rick James probably has like eight.
Again, we're talking about rap, Steiny. Yeah. This may be a time where you lay out like Ricky Pearsall does for an overthrow.
By the way, he lays out. How many times are we going to see that catch?
I can't wait to get their opinion on.
Okay, when we can do it right now.
I'll do it. Oh. Were you shocked that it was a receiver?
I saw your two-word response on Twitter.
I missed it.
Yeah. I missed it.
I just said, uh-oh.
What did I do wrong?
Uh-oh. And a lot of people, I want to publicly thank those of you who understood the nature, and I know you did, Dibs.
Sure.
You know what we're doing. We talk about this every day. But those of you who understood the nature of, uh-oh. Because a lot of people immediately went, you don't like to pick? Why don't you like to pick? I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. Like, he looks like an exciting prospect. There are a lot of people who like him. Let's see if he can play. That's always my, I'm not going to, save your draft grade, Mel Kiper.
I don't care what
you think or when you think he was supposed to go. That stuff to me is all stupid. But no, uh-oh means the very first thought that went through my head when I heard it was, something else about to happen.
Oh, man.
Yep. The other shoe going to drop.
And
domino.
And in diving into who Ricky is and how he plays after the fact, I immediately thought, this isn't about Brandon. This is about Debo.
Wow.
My hope, and this is what needs to be explained to Mark Grandy, who does not understand why the 49ers would pick a receiver this year.
Oh.
So I have stood on my head all week long, and I have taken bullets from the likes of Dan Dibley and many others who think that wide receivers just walk into the most complex offense in football, and they can just produce right away week one, which they can't do. Very, very rare. Don't give me your Puka Nacua. That was a six-round pick, and they got lucky. Cooper Kupp got hurt. It happens, but it's very rare. Therefore, my hope is that this pick was about grooming someone to be Debo's replacement and that the Debo move happens next March. That's my hope, but it ain't my fear.
That'll be fun for Debo this year to play out a lame duck year with his replacement.
Could you imagine?
It's not a lame duck
breathing year. Breathing down his neck.
It's not the last year in his deal.
No, but it will be the last year in his time here. Mm. And you're not going to go forward with all these receivers when you don't run three receiver sets very often. You run the most 21 personnel than anyone in the league, 46% Kyle Juszczyk. So only half the time do you do anything other than have the fullback out there. So you're already going to be sharing the ball with Christian and George and Brandon if you're Debo. And now this new kid, Pretty Ricky's going to come in and take more of your balls.
But that's not, in fact, we just had this conversation with Larry yesterday about wide receivers and how many big deals they get in their career. And it's usually one, and Debo's already got his.
Right.
Football players are not wired to think about next year. They think about, 1:51? They think about 2 o'clock. Like every, like there, you can't, my gosh, their leg could snap in half on any play.
So Ayuk's waiting on it, thinking about nothing but his chicken.
Exactly. And Debo's already got his, which I'm not telling you means he doesn't care. But the point is I don't think he would look at the drafting of a receiver and be like, oh, they drafted my replacement. Now I'm going to dog it. No, like, A, you're playing for that next contract wherever it may be. B, you have no idea if that guy's going to be any good. C, Brandon Ayuk could tear a who knows what week five. Do you know what I mean? Like, you got to just go play. You go play. We'll see how it works out. But that's, again, I said that's my hope. It is not my fear. My fear is that we're down to a few hours left of Debo Samuel on the team.
Yeah, I don't know if I would characterize it as fear for me. I think that it's
a
likelihood.
Debo. That's all I'm saying.
It's great. I mean, Debo's
one of a kind.
Debo's been wonderful. And, you know, Mark talked about his history of injury and a durability that Brandon Ayuk has more of. And you draft another receiver, and you also have Juwan Jennings, who has proven to be a very good receiver. And the thing about Ricky Pearsall is he can play in the slot. He can also play out wide. He's got some deep speed, so he's a versatile guy. So if you did trade Debo Samuel, you probably, and again, Mark is saying that rookies can't step on the field and do well. I beg to differ.
Usually.
Week one.
Very rare.
You look at last year's rookie standings, and there was a ton of guys who had more than 700 yards, and this is a team that, that runs the ball primarily more than they pass it. So he and I differ on what a rookie can do, but I would look at, you know, reporters around the Niners who are starting to indicate some that thinking that maybe Debo does get traded here.
And I told Stani, I'm hearing both of you, but please, just this is coming from my heart. When you talk about wide receiver tandems the last 5 years, I mean, Ayuk and Debo to me are set, they're up there. And Stani and I would argue, hey, Goo, the weaponry, you're overrating it. But there's no doubt in my mind, if there's no trade Willard, the Niners look at that Super Bowl loss like PFF was right, because I didn't buy it, that the separation or the lack of separation from Ayuk and Debo was on display there and I must have missed it. To me, if there's no trade and you're adding this kid to the quartet, you're telling me we're not explosive enough as a unit and we need to get more of that. And that's the only way you can explain if all three of them are here.
I think that it goes a little deeper than that. It's never about one game. It's kind of like what we did now with, you know, Klay Thompson. It's like, okay, you got to move on because he went 0-10 against Sacramento. Like,
but didn't we think the O-line was the reason the Niners lost the Super Bowl?
It's the number one reason, and they will address O-line. I have no doubt this weekend. Yesterday wasn't the day. They said that before the draft.
Jennifer Lee Chan joined us.
They said that before. John Lynch was very clear. He's like, yeah, there's a few elite offensive linemen who are first-round worthy. They're not making it to 31, and we're not going to reach and force someone to be 31 because we need an offensive lineman. They'd rather get those kind of Swiss Army knife linemen. They can probably get those later today or even tomorrow. I think that that's their plan, but I don't think this is reactive to the Super Bowl. It's reactive to, quite frankly, who they are. Think about that three-person receiving core that, Dibs, you just mentioned.
Which they hardly run.
Like, yes, Brandon Ayuk he was one of the top receivers in yards per attempt, yards per catch, all of that. But, like, who's their deep threat? Who stretches the field with the 49ers? They don't try it very often, and part of that is their offense. Part of that is that Danny Gray was supposed to do that, and he hasn't panned out. They don't have that, and this guy projects as somebody who can do that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I think that's where they're trying right. to, they see that as a need.
So probably, you don't feel a trade's coming?
Well, no. Yeah.
It very well could, yeah.
It's a two-pronged need. I think that this guy potentially brings a dynamic that they don't have. But furthermore, yes, this is absolutely part of their financial restructuring of the room, whether that's today or next March.
Also, he can return punts, which he did some in Florida, and he's a willing blocker. So if you wind up with Debo, Brandon, and Ricky Pearsall all on the team, there's an interchangeability where he can come in, and I think he can do some of the things that the Niners do ask their receivers down the pecking order to do, which is special teams and block.
Yeah, I mean, my first thought was the opposite, believe it or not. And I don't know why, but I feel like they must think kind of what we all think, and that is they're going to operate probably without Debo Samuel next year. So let's get a guy in here this year, and that gives us our best chance this year with Debo, and we'll see where the chips fall, and then we'll make the decision that we've been pushing off at the end of next year.
I mean, it's a room that doesn't have a whole lot of depth. Like, we love the top three.
Right.
Nobody likes anybody after that. There's nothing special about any of the other receivers on the roster. So, you know, I think that that's part of it.
Put a percentage on, you know, whether you think he'll be traded or not. Well, Debo or Ayuk.
I think Ayuk's off the table.
Oh, even for 33?
Yes, I do. Probably. I think Ayuk's response last night, I don't know if you saw it, but his response was basically, I got to say it, the pick was fire, which tells me that he's been given indication that he's going to be a part of it. I could be wrong, but feels like if they're going to move off of one of them, it's going to be Debo Samuel.
And don't you guys also think, like, I started thinking about that too, whether it means he thinks he's a part of it, I thought it spoke to maybe the relationship that and just where it is. Like, Ayuk's been on Instagram enough to where you're like, oh, Ayuk and John Lynch probably not breaking any bread anytime soon.
Yeah, that's about the Tomlin
tweet. Texting each other right after the pick.
See, I took that as
that seems kind of light and fluffy and airy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
unless the text was, what the hell are you doing, John?
Right, which, you know, Debo might have texted that. You know,
Cousins definitely did.
Debo was the last thing we heard from him, which I don't even know, and maybe we can explore the nature of this.
I think he's in London or something.
Well, that whole thing about I've been promised that I won't be traded, where did that come from?
Oh, boy.
Did that come directly from him? From Debo?
I don't know.
We all sort of heard it, but it was in passing, and I don't know what the origin of it was.
And do you ever really get that as a player?
Or why did you even say that out loud?
Man.
Yeah.
Like now I'm like, are you trying to leverage this? Like, why would you say that publicly?
Make him look bad.
Why would you do that going into the draft?
And I don't mean to call all of our business on the carpet here, but those of us who've been married and been unmarried, part of that whole till death do us part thing, that is in essence a promise. And let me see. One, two, carry the four. Yeah, we got some divorces
things
up
happen,
in here.
Yeah.
Things happen. So if you promise to Debo with his contract, I thee wed, and I'm the freshest in the group of the divorcees, so to speak. My ink is, you know, still not dry and re-upped it, you know. And I think if you look at Debo and you make that promise, what's that really worth, you know? I don't know.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today.
I don't know why I didn't think of this right when we saw that. Does that sound like something John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan would say to a player?
Well, I promise you you're going to be a part of the team.
They've been saying the opposite. Our phone's always on.
Exactly.
I love Willard, but
Debo, it's Kyle. Just wanted to let you know, draft is a week away. No chance anything happens. 100% we promise you. What?
What'd you hear from Kyle last night? He said, well, you know, if John and Jed decided they could trade for, you know, trade something for me, they'd trade me tomorrow. And I trade John, and John would trade me. And
yes.
You know.
That's what I heard.
A little Farhan thrown in
I
there.
Love that everybody ends in a Farhan line.
Has to.
but no, John, John's words last night, you never close the door on a trade.
Right.
And so that's why I'm thinking Mike Silver's tweet, who's tapped in, Willard. I'm not just. And, you know, we got through the first round dibs and I heard receiver. And as soon as I saw no trade, I'm like, oh, it's over. Then I said no, because I was telling Stanley, I think they might get a one freezer. No, if you're going to get it tomorrow, yesterday. So it's popping right now. If they're worth a two or a couple.
Right.
It's like, it's on the table.
And if they get the 33rd pick, let's just say they do trade with Buffalo and
they
Debo
need a playmaker.
Or Ayuk. Let's just say they get the 33rd pick. Are we all going to sit here and say, oh, you didn't get a first. Wow. You didn't get a first. Yeah, you didn't get a first, but you got the top pick
The
second. So,
but didn't you saw from Field Yates that Buffalo would have a really hard time acquiring a receiver that needs a big contract.
Right. Well,
if they can't fit that under their cap.
I think you could fit Brandon based on what his cap number would be this upcoming year.
But you're not going to do that for 1 year. No one's acquiring Brandon Ayuk for just this year.
No, but you could. If you signed him, I don't know what the cap damage would be for Buffalo down the road.
But what
about Debo's money?
Debo's number's way bigger this year than Brandon's.
So Buffalo, that's a no-go then. They couldn't even accept it.
According to Field Yates, and I haven't looked at their cap that closely, but yeah. I mean, they could probably accept Brandon in the short term because his cap hit is 14 now, but if you sign him, that cap number goes down before the year. Wow. But Mark's efforting the Field Yates.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I mean, you told me about it, but...
must have been Lucas.
Oh,
I was watching Kentucky Derby prep races, getting ready for the Derby.
What did you think?
Days.
I keep asking Stoney. I don't put anybody, Steph, on a pedestal, but yes, I know Silver's tapped in. When you saw his tweet that mentioned Debo, that's just a shift. Yesterday was Ayuk, now with Debo. What did you think when you read that?
Brother, his article that came out late last night, it wasn't like, I don't know if y'all read it, the tone wasn't like they might trade Debo. The tone was Debo's very likely to be traded today.
Not yesterday. Today.
No, this was
today isn't Friday.
This was
last night. Yeah.
This
is
written after the first round was over.
Man.
You know, and
I don't see it.
You know,
I'd be surprised.
Like the pick doesn't make sense.
I would be surprised.
If Debo gets traded?
Yes.
Wow.
I am.
I'd be surprised if he wasn't.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
It makes sense to not pay two receivers that kind of money. And I know the Brandon contract wouldn't kick in until after next year. And at that point, you could move off of Debo Samuel. But I've always said to Mark, if you're going to trade one of these guys, you got to get something for him. I don't just want them to cut Debo at the end of next year and you get nothing back. If you can get a second round pick and maybe a future fourth for Debo and you can get another player today, then you can get a corner in the top of the second. And you can get an offensive lineman at the bottom of the second in your regular spot.
Interesting. Yeah. That, you know,
we're going to find out here shortly.
If they move Debo Samuel, it tells me that they think they can still win a Super Bowl without him. Right? I mean, they're not giving up on the fact that they might be the best team in football.
Of course not.
So, like, who would be the starting number two receiver if you move Debo?
It would be Pearsall.
Wow.
I would imagine. Pearsall.
I don't know who else they're going to draft or what else they're going to acquire in the trade.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
or if they sign Tyler Boyd next week.
That's the funny thing, and I texted
that
Eric
was the comp of this guy.
There's a bunch of stuff that you can do. And I, like, as much as I love Debo, if you are in a cutthroat boardroom talking this out, you know, Debo's extension was signed before the 49ers had Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Would you still pay the same? Is he worth that number?
My answer would be,
right?
Like, think about the contract that's signed and then go, he's not your best receiver and he's not your best running back.
Mm,
he's your second best at both for 24 a year? Hey, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
All right, let's do it. Time for What's Bugging You, sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. Every Friday at this time, we go around the room and talk about what's bugging us, and it's sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. I'm going to go first.
Let's do it.
Just because I don't have a lot, and I'll lean on the easy one. The Steph Curry clutch player.
I tweeted
about
it.
She might have stolen dibs.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No, but it's definitely bugging me.
It's the easiest one, and it's the least offensive. So since we're going into the weekend, that's what I'll prefer.
Come on, man.
You know, it's tough to have the most clutch player in the league on a non-playoff team. But I know Steph Curry, and this probably doesn't even sit well with him. Like, he's not.
This one's
not going up on the mantle. Put it that way.
It's a paperweight. Now, I was wondering if the award itself bugged you, or the fact that Curry won it, or both. Because I know you've always railed against the idea
of about it.
The clutch stats.
Yeah.
Within five, with 5 minutes to go, and that's literally like 60% of your games.
Yeah, It's got nothing to do with Steph Curry. It's got to do with. It's a contrived award that they're trying to put a standard on or define in some way. Mm. But I'll define it how I want. I'll define clutch. I don't need an award, Dibs.
To me, it would be within 4 points with 2 minutes to go. Now, that's nut crunch time.
Like, I might be
clutch.
Wrong, but like, it seemed to me like a guy like Jalen Brunson had a great year in terms of the clutch, and that team did really well. But
yeah.
Whatever you're using, throw that out. Whatever metric you're using to come up with the winner, no shade at Steph.
Right.
You guys are doing it wrong.
5 minutes to go is an eternity in the association.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
I agree.
Anyway, I'll go next because mine's non-sports. I like to keep it non-sports as we keep it moving. And what's bugging me is Bart Train, dancer guy. Dancer guy.
What?
Today I got it on MacArthur. Had to pick up bagels, so I parked at MacArthur. I'm sitting there minding my own, listening to my music, reading tweets, getting ready, and all of a sudden,
so they had the boom box.
So I got to look up.
Friday people.
I don't need it. I'm listening to my own Friday Smooth. I'm trying to get ready for the show, having a personal moment. And Bart Train dancer guy is out there blasting his music, backspinning, doing flips on the bars and the rest of it. If I want that level of entertainment, I'll buy a ticket.
Wow.
I'll go to Live Nation or Ticketmaster, and I will invest in entertainment. And if I'm out on the streets and somebody's playing their saxophone, great. I can go to the other side of the, it's a Simpsons reference. I can go to the other side of the street or whatever. This is a captive audience situation. I find it oppressive.
So I take it you didn't tip or
continue? No.
Yeah.
No. And there's that part of it too, the peer pressure of.
Oh boy.
So Bart Train dancer guy, he's done, and now he's going to walk down with the hat. It's like I'm at church all of a sudden.
Oh boy.
I saw a Bart dancer dude with their daughter, like a 6-year-old daughter dancing alongside.
You know what that is, right?
Passing the hat.
Did you put something in it?
It's an exploitation.
She was six. Yeah, yeah, I appreciate it.
Yes.
I'm gonna do something.
Thank you.
Yeah, flipped over a dollar. She was six.
I hear you.
It's the peer pressure is unbelievable.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, Bart Train dancer guy.
I'll go next. Right. I'm a father. I'm a son, a husband, a brother. I do have imperfections, so I'm going to admit one of them right now, guys. Damn you, Instagram. I did not know when you double tap, people can see what you like.
Who you like.
So I follow my kids. They follow me. And now I get looks from my son sometimes. I'm like, maybe that. Like, why would you have that feature to where people can see what you like?
It's a very good question.
That is not cool at all. So now I'm going back in my mind. It's almost like Venmo. You can see other people who they Venmo.
Right.
Willard Venmo study. It's none of my business, but it's there, and I read I scroll. I am embarrassed.
You can turn it off. You can turn it off. You can. You got to go into the thingy and do the thingy.
Willard,
Yeah, you can. You can turn it off.
So people can't see what you like.
I was listening to Devontae and Butch.
You can turn it off.
He didn't say my business, but he said, Goob likes to double tap on some stuff. I'm like, how would he know? And now there's a feature where I could get rid of that.
All right. I'm going to let you guys choose your own adventure.
Oh, I love this.
I got a non-sports one and a sports one. Which do you want? Probably don't have time for both.
Let's do the non-sports.
Yeah, I was, you know me.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Okay, I've decided that what's bugging me, I don't know, and I love the three of you, and there's so many listening.
Uh-oh.
I love all of you, too, but I don't think I'm ever going to go out to eat ever again with anybody other than the lovely Christy and or my kids, because when I'm with them, we know who's paying. It just, like, the bill comes, and we know who's paying. I have decided the most uncomfortable thing in life is when the bill comes. And there are people who are all coming from different angles about this meal, why we're here, who's the reason we're here, how did it come together, who picked the place, who ordered four drinks, who only ordered one drink, who had a salad, who had a steak. We had nice people in town, bought the whole family breakfast. I had friends in town the other night, and I don't know why, I can't stand when everyone's doing the arms and then the acting. Oh, no. Let me get it. You're like, no, you're not really trying to get it. You're just saying that because you're supposed to say that. I finally looked at the guys the other night. They were really, really nice. And because I wanted to pay for me and Christy and my two buddies, I'm like, give me 50% of the bill, and then you guys do 25% each of the bill, and we'll get out of here. And then everyone's like, oh, but I had four drinks, and then you only had. I do the same thing I do every time. Here's my card. I'm going to the bathroom.
Right.
You tell me at the end how this goes. I don't want to do it anymore. It's too uncomfortable. I am very comfortable in almost any situation. I hate that moment. I hate it. We're all bad actors, and I'm among the worst. My daughter called me out a few weeks ago. My parents were in town. They always pay.
You ever hear the noise?
And I always do the, like, put my hand on my
butt.
Oh,
it's so funny.
Like, I'm actually going to pull my wallet out, and my daughter, who's finally gotten old enough, she goes, is this the part where you act like you're going to try to
have you seen the spoof?
I'm like, enough
the video
out of you.
Where they have the sound of a record scratching. Everybody's having a party, and here comes the bill, and they play that sound. And now everybody's like, holy hell, what's going on? Dude, it is. Man.
I find the easiest way around those situations is to simply say, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks.
Sometimes I get up and go to the restroom when I see the bill coming. The bill's on its way, and I'm like,
gone.
I got to go to the bathroom. And then you come back, and you just see what happened. How we doing? Are y'all just sitting there waiting on me? Or did somebody just jump in and be like, I got this?
Now, Mondy's saying to you, Willard, maybe you go in quietly. Separate checks.
That's the worst.
The reason I can't do that is because I've been a server before. And servers hate you.
Okay.
Party of 16. Could we have separate bills?
Separate checks.
You're like, will you tip 80%? Because you're going to take the next hour for me to try to figure out how to do this.
Steiny and I have a buddy. And we go to Reno for that golf tournament. It's a banquet of like 26 people.
Yeah.
And the check comes and you always wait. Because Unky Jay may swoop in.
He's
done it a number of times.
That's
where
big.
Unky Jay will go, I got it. And it's, you know, 1,400 but there's always that moment where all of us start doing the acting.
And there's 14 clenched fists.
Totally. And usually a champion comes up.
And none of those clenched fists are holding a wallet.
Exactly.
Unky
Jay. Gotta love
that. That is great.
All right, we want you guys to just rip this pick, rip the Niners.
They may have breaking news.
They might.
I think the player. I like the pick.
Yeah, I think highly likely we got breaking news. Look, at minimum, we're going to have a Niner pick during the show.
No
so
doubt.
We'll have some breaking news.
Nine more picks left.
Bucky Brooks is going to hop on. Who's your boy? Who's your boy that's coming
on? Jacob Rudner is coming on.
Tell people why that's important.
He covered Ricky Pearsall at Arizona State. He moved to Florida, and then Ricky followed him and moved to Florida. So he's actually covered every single game.
He's like a Brian Windhorst.
Exactly.
He's like against Purdy in high school.
He's on the Pearsall beat.
Totally.
And I think Jake Hutchinson, who's down in Santa Clara at HQ, is going to hop on. And
we'll see, man.
And we're going to play the dingy ding ding thing because there's going to be picks going on starting at 4 o'clock. We'll have a good time.
All right, Chance. Go to it. Have a great weekend.
We'll be listening.
95 Cent Again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.